What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Opportunity Podcast, episode number 75. Hope everyone is having a wonderful day. This is Sam, your host, and hope you're having a great day. Happy Opportunity Day. I hope that wherever you're at whatever time of the day you're listening to this, that you're grateful, because the truth is that every day above ground is a good day. That's one of my mottos. I say it on almost every single podcast. You know, it was super funny. One of my tenants that is currently living in an apartment that I own. He came out one day. I was working on the yard, and he goes, "Yeah." I go, "How you doing today?" He goes, "Well, you know what? Any day above ground is a good day." I looked right at him. I said, "That's the freaking attitude I love. I love being around people that are grateful. I love being around people that are positive. I love being around people that are happy, genuinely grateful and excited that, hey, you know what? You're freaking alive." And that's what Opportunity Day is all about. Hey, if you're alive today, if you're above ground, it's an opportunity today. It's an opportunity to grow, to get better, to learn, to move forward, to build relationships, to become a better person, to live out your purpose, to achieve your dreams and your goals. It's another freaking opportunity today. If you are negative, if you are down on yourself, if you are blaming others, you're blaming your circumstances, then shame on you. Shame on you. You're wasting this God-given life that you were given. You're wasting this precious gift of this one life that you were given, as far as we know. You're wasting it. You know, I don't have time to be unhappy. I don't have time to dwell on the past. I don't have time to dwell on negative things. I don't have the time. Oh, Sam, you're only 31 years old. You got plenty of time. I don't know. No one knows. And honestly, you know what? No matter how young you are, time is finite. It will finish at some point in time for you. And I just hope that you can look back on that time that you've had and you can say, you know what? I lived it to its fullest. I did everything I could to achieve the dreams and goals and live up my purpose that was given to me. I went after things. I was the best person I could be. I grew personally. I didn't sit around and wait for others to change my circumstances. I didn't sit around and blame other people and make excuses. I maximized my potential. And I hope that no matter where you get at in your life, that you can look back on your life and you can say that. That's my little rant before we get into a podcast that virtually has nothing to do with that rant. So let's get into it. Today's episode is titled, How to Get Hired in Any Job. Initially, I had this titled, How to Get Hired in a Sales Job. But honestly, this applies to every single job. These principles in an interview will apply to every single job. Look, I'm a sales leader, about 15 to 20 salespeople. I'm interviewing literally all the time. Usually every single day, I'm going through some sort of recruiting or interviewing. And so I definitely feel and know that I'm credible to talk about what I'm going to talk about today, because I've hired people. I've made good hiring decisions, bad hiring decisions. I have not hired people I probably should have. I've gone through the process of hiring incorrectly. I'm still trying to improve it, but I know for a fact that the things that would impress me and cause me to want to hire somebody would be pretty similar to every other leader out there. See, every leader in a business is slightly different, okay? And they might look for slightly different things related to experience, industry, knowledge, etc. But what we're going to go over today are some fundamental things that any leader in any business, in any industry, is going to be looking for. And if they don't know they're looking for it, they may not know it consciously, they are looking for it. If you execute on these five principles that I go through today in an interview, I promise you, okay, I promise you, you're going to be able to get hired in any job that you want, okay, despite potentially even lack of experience, okay? You know, and it took me, I haven't really interviewed for jobs really at all over the last few years, but I know what it would take to impress somebody in an interview, okay? And so let's get into it. The first thing you have to understand that when you are interviewing for a job, you are selling yourself. Okay, I hire salespeople. And what amazes me is the number of people that come through applying for a sales job and get onto an interview and they don't do a good job at all at selling themselves. Like they don't, I'm going to hire you to sell a product. If you can't sell me on yourself, the thing that you know the most, right? How could I entrust you to go sell a product that you don't even know, right? That you don't even understand yet. That's the way that I think. Like if you can't sell me on yourself, you're not going to be able to sell your product, your company. And a third of sales, maybe 50% of sales, maybe 80% of sales is really just selling yourself. So if you can't sell me in an interview where the entire thing is selling yourself, there's nothing else to sell. When you're in sales, you have a product or a service that you're selling. On top of selling yourself, on top of selling the company the customer is going to work with. And if you're in an interview and you can't even sell yourself, then I am not going to be confident that you can sell a product or a service in the company that you're going to work for. So first and foremost, you've got to be able to sell yourself. And you have to understand that this is your interviewing right now. This interview is you selling yourself on the company and the person that's interviewing, that you are the person for the job that you are interviewing for. Okay, you can't just rely on past experiences or resumes to get a job. Look, so many people, they come into an interview, right? And they think that their resume or their experiences are going to get them a job. Look, that could happen. But any company that you really want to work for, that's really going to push you along in your career, that you could really achieve in, they're not going to hire you based solely upon your experiences or your resume. You need to focus on selling yourself through multiple different ways. One is what you wear. Do not wear a t-shirt. I mean, I shouldn't even have to say this, but it's crazy how many people wear t-shirts, right? They don't look presentable, right? It looks like they just got out of bed. Their facial expressions are all over the place. It looks like they just didn't even, you know, they don't really even care. You know, you get on an interview and you have somebody that's in a suit and tie. At least a suit. It at least shows me that, you know what, they took the time that day to get dressed up. You know, if it's a female, she's dressed in a business attire. She looks, you know, presentable. I know that, okay, this person at least took the time. They care enough that they took the time to look good for the interview, right? That's the first thing. The second thing is, how do you speak? Do you speak clearly when you're in the interview, right? Are you speaking clearly and concisely? Are you communicating the answers to the questions that the person's asking you clearly and concisely? Are you doing that? Because if you're not, if you're mumbling, you're all over the place, you take forever to respond, right? It doesn't mean you don't take a second to think. That can be a very good thing, actually. Because it shows the other person that you care about your response. But if you take forever to answer, your eye contact is all over the place, it's going to be very difficult for you to impress that person. And lastly, your energy and your enthusiasm. See, this might be more difficult for some people. For me, one of the things I really look for when I'm hiring for a sales position is energy and enthusiasm, because that's absolutely 100% necessary in a job. In a sales job, it has to be above and beyond. Right? It can't just be the normal level. It needs to be really good energy, really good enthusiasm, right? Because that's a foundational principle to be successful in sales. If someone's not energetic and enthusiastic, I am going to really struggle. I'm not going to hire them. Simple as that. But in an interview, if you're energetic and enthusiastic, what that shows the person you're interviewing is that you care. You're excited to be there. You want the job. You're excited to talk to them. You have a smile on your face. Right? This is what tells them that you want the job. See, I'll tell you a quick story here of how I got my first ever job. So when I dropped out of college when I was 20, I went around and interviewed for a bunch of jobs. I literally couldn't get hired as a bagger at a grocery store. I interviewed at banks for teller positions, so many places. Okay, I really struggled. And I learned a lot of this stuff. But I understood eventually that, you know, I need to sell myself. And so I got hired as in a jewelry store as a sales associate working part-time. That was my first job out of college. Working about 30 hours a week, making $8 an hour, making about $800 to $900 a month. My first year out of school, by the way, I made less than $20,000, okay? So, but I later went back and talked to the managers. I said, why did you hire me? And she goes, honestly, the biggest reason I hired you is because of your eye contact. She's like, you had the best eye contact out of anybody I have ever interviewed in my life. And I actually asked the district manager, why did you hire me? And she gave me two pieces of feedback. She drew a triangle and she goes, here's what I look for. I look for drive, determination, commitment, things like that. Okay, I look for confidence. All right, and then I look for experience. She goes, you have drive, like you have all of that ambition. You have confidence, and you have confidence because you won't break eye contact. And I know if someone's looking me in the eyes, that they're confident. They're confident in what they're telling me right now. And I can just tell that you are going to be successful one day. She said, you don't have the experience thing, and I'm taking a bit of a risk here because, you know, you're young, etc. But that's is why I'm hiring you. And you don't understand that, like, if you're not making eye contact with the person that you're interviewing and you can't look them in the eye, what you're saying to them doesn't seem to be truthful. And so that's a part of selling yourself, just having eye contact, having a genuine smile, an enthusiasm, right? The most successful salespeople are the most enthusiastic. They have the most energy. It's so important how you dress, all of that. You got to be able to sell yourself, and you got to understand that when you're in an interview, you're selling yourself, okay? Let's move on to the second point. The second thing you need to do is you need to clearly describe why you want the job you're interviewing for. I can guarantee you, you're going to get the question, most likely in any interview, why did you apply for this job, right? Why are you looking for a move? Why are you here to some extent? You're going to get some sort of question like that, okay? And if you can't clearly explain why the job you're interviewing for is what you want, the interviewer is going to be confused as to why you are even there. This happens all the time when I interview individuals. They cannot clearly communicate why they applied to this specific job. You know, I might ask, like, why are you interested in sales? If they can't clearly communicate a good reason to why you're interested in sales. And side note, by the way, if you're interviewing for sales, quit saying you just want to help people. Like, it's the most common answer. It doesn't differentiate yourself. Everyone says that. You need to have something else about you as to why you want to be in sales, right? That, and I'm not going to, you know, get too far into it because this isn't about sales, but, you know, helping people is like, yeah, everyone wants to help people. It's an innate human desire to want to help people. We all want to, right? So quit saying that. But you need to clearly describe, look, I want to work for your company because I want to be in this industry. You're the best in this industry, or you're an upcomer in this industry. I looked at the job description. It said X, Y, and Z, and that fits exactly what I'm looking for because of A, B, C reason. Okay? If you can clearly communicate that, what that's going to tell the person that you're interviewing with, or that person that's interviewing you, it's going to tell them that A, you've done the research, you know what you want, you're intentional, you're not just applying to a million jobs, even if you are. Honestly, if you're applying to a million jobs, you don't want the interviewer to think that you're applying to a million jobs and that you don't even know why you're there. You're just there because you had scheduled an interview and they liked your resume. You know, people that I interview, like they show up to the interview, I'm like, do you even know what job you're interviewing for right now? Like, do you even know? Like, this is what's going on in my mind. Because it seems like you don't really know. And I'm not interested anymore. See, look, the question that the person that's interviewing you, especially if it's not like just a retail job or, you know, minimum wage job, the question that the person's thinking in their mind, the person that's interviewing you, is, are you just here to get a job? Or are you serious about a professional career? Did you just reply to a bunch of job postings, or are you intentional? Because here's the thing, if you're intentional, right? And it's clear that you're intentional, you're gonna be intentional in your job. You're gonna do things for a reason, right? And if you're just there to get a job, right? They're gonna be way less interested in that if you're there for a career. You really want a career. And you feel as if the company that you're interviewing for could be that. And you know exactly why that is. Like it's like you get into romantic relationships. It's like someone says they love you, but they can't describe why they love you. I don't know. I don't think it's as powerful. But if they say, you know, I love you, and I love you because of X, Y, and Z, and A, B, and C, and all of these different reasons, and they can clearly communicate as to why they love you, or they like you, or they love spending time with you, that is going to go way further in their minds than I just love you, right? Or I like you, I like spending time with you. It might make them feel good, right? But they're wondering in their mind, it's exactly that. Well, why do you love me? Why do you like me? Why do you want to spend time with me? I want to know why. It's going to be way more powerful if you can clearly communicate and describe why you want the job, why you are there, right? It also shows control. It shows confidence when you do that. So that's point number two. Point number three is, do your research and prepare. You know, and this kind of blends into number two in some ways, but you need to research. If you can research the industry that company is in, their competitors, their company, the company culture, you're doing research on, you know, anything that you can find out about their company, the products that they sell, connecting with others, with other individuals within their company and reaching out. This is so powerful. I did this before to get a job once, and I didn't actually take the job, but it was a high-level sales job. And I went around and I messaged 3, 4, 5 people on LinkedIn that were in the position I was interviewing for. And I messaged them on LinkedIn. I said, hey, I'm looking to, you know, I'm interviewing right now currently with your company. You're in the position, in the sales position that I'm interviewing for. I was hoping I could jump on a 5 to 10 minute phone call with you to pick your brain about the company and the job. About 2 or 3 got on the phone with me, and I picked their brain. I did my research, right? And so when I was in the interview, I said, yeah, I reached out to like 3 or 4 people on LinkedIn that work at, you know, and these are the people that I reached out to. And part of the reason why I'm interested in this job is based on X, Y, and Z and what they said about the company and the job. And they were so impressed. They were like, what? Are you kidding me? You did that? I had done research on their company. I had watched YouTube videos. I probably spent 2 hours preparing, and they were floored. The offer they gave me was about 20% higher, 30% higher than what they normally offer anyone. And because big reason to do that, because I did my research, I prepared. And not only did I just do my research, right? It's not just important to do your research, but it's important to prepare by rehearsing the answers to questions you think you're going to get. There's a lot of common questions in interviews, and you can go on Google and just type them in. But you should have answers to those questions. You should review those questions and rehearse them, practice them in the mirror, at your kitchen table, in the car. Because when you get into the interview, you don't want to have to think. You just want to do. You just want to be impressive. You don't want to have to think. You want to think the least amount. And that's in anything where you're performing. Because the truth is that being in an interview, and really everything in life, like I've said before on previous podcasts, is a performance. Everything is a performance. You're performing in every factor. Life is a performance game. And you're in an interview, you're performing. And if you're not prepared to perform, if you haven't practiced the script, you don't know the lyrics to the song, sorry, you're not going to get the gig. Or you're way less likely to get the gig. But if you're prepared and you knock it out of the park, you did your research, it's clear. Wow, this person's impressive. This person wants this job. They did their research. They prepared for this. Wow, right? You want to wow them. Okay, that's number three. Number four is you want to tell stories. A, you want to have stories in your bank, right, in your head that you know, okay, about yourself and about your past. You want to be able to tell those stories. Don't take too long to tell them, but you want to be able to tell those stories in a way that takes the interviewer along in a journey in your life. You know, everyone in an interview says how awesome they are. They say, oh, I'm so hardworking. I'm driven. I'm motivated. I do this. I'm this. I'm that. I'm so awesome. Everybody says that. You think somebody goes in an interview and goes, nah, I don't work that hard. I'm not that determined. No, everyone says that. But when you can clearly communicate how you've actually done that in your life in the past, because the past typically equals the future in these scenarios. When you're hiring, and that's what most leaders of companies are thinking is, well, your past is typically predicts the future. So if you haven't been successful in the past, you're most likely not going to be successful in the future. Even though that is true, it doesn't mean that you can't be successful in the future if you haven't been successful in the past. You can absolutely turn your life around. But an interviewer, you're going to have to really impress. If you haven't had success in the past, you're going to have to really impress the interviewer and show real desire. And you might have to take a job making less money or making no money, do something for free to get something really good going. I mean, that I've done that before as well. But when I started my soccer training business, I didn't have any experience in coaching soccer. So what did I do? I went out and I trained people for free for a period of time, got some credibility, and then I got some clients. I had to work for free for a little bit. It's just the reality, okay? You know, I didn't have a successful past in coaching. I did want to have one in soccer to some extent so that I was able to lean on that credibility a little bit, but still. You know, you have to be able to tell stories of things you've done in your past that equate to the things that you're telling them that you're so awesome at. If you say that you're so hardworking, you need to give them examples and tell a story of your time, of your life, that you're super hardworking. If you say, I'm persistent and I don't quit, you need to tell stories in your life of how you've been persistent and you don't quit. And you need to have those in your bank. You need to know them clearly. You know, I tell people all the time, it's like, you need to remember, and this is just a self-help thing, you need to remember where you've been successful in the past. You need to remind yourself of those things that you've done in your past, because when you experience adversity, challenge, and problems in the present moment, you can refer back to, well, hey, I've done this in the past. I can got over adversity in the past. I can do it in this moment, right? And I can press forward. So, A, you just need to have these stories about yourself. And you need to tell yourself, look, I'm a killer. I did this in the past. I can do this now, right? And then you need to be able to communicate that in an interview. And I'm not saying you need to say you're a killer, right? Or you're this, but if you're saying that you're a persistent, determined person, you need to be able to tell a story that describes persistence and determination. And you'd be able to do it in a way that takes the interviewer along in a journey. Because that's what's going to relate to them. That's what's going to connect with them. That's what's going to make them more confident in that, okay, if you were able to clearly communicate that from the past that you've done, I believe that most likely you're going to do that again in the future. You need to have stories. The last thing, which I think is so important, the fifth thing, and this is missed in a lot of people's interviews. This is missed in a lot of interviews, okay? Is you need, and this is going to be so powerful if you do the first four extremely well, okay? This will be so powerful. It's to tell them you want the job. Think about it from a sales perspective. If you're a salesperson and you tell the customer, look, I want your business. There's nobody else in this industry that wants your business as much as I do. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not only earn your business, but keep it. That means I'm available for you 24/7, 365. I am your guy. And all I'm looking for right now is a shot to prove that to you. That's all I'm asking for is a shot to prove that to you. That line right there, which I say all the time and have said a million times in sales, is so powerful. And by the way, I actually mean the things that I say. I'm available for you 24/7, 365. I want your business more than anybody else. There's nobody else that wants it. Okay, I'm going to work for you. I want it more. I want your business now and in the future. What's important to me is that you're working with me for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years in the lifetime of your business. That's what's important to me. So all I'm looking for is a shot to prove that to you. I mean, I'm telling you what, if someone said that to me in an interview, especially after they wowed me for the whole interview, they did the first four things, and they looked me in the eyes and they said, look, I just want you to know I really want this job. Okay? This job would be perfect for me. It's exactly what I'm looking for. You know, I'm going to be your best employee. I'm going to work hard than anybody else for you. I am going to be the best salesperson you've ever seen. I'm going to do these things. And all I'm looking for is a shot to prove that to you. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, it'd be so difficult for me not to hire that person. And because it's showing me desire. Show me they're willing to stick their neck out and say, I want this. You know how many people are so afraid to say they want something? You know why? Because if they say they want it and they don't get it, then they feel they failed, and people avoid failure like it's the plague. People avoid the number one thing that actually gets them to be successful, which is failure. They avoid it all the time. And they won't tell a girl they like them because they're afraid that what? The girl won't like them back. You know how many guys are afraid to, I mean, this is a rant, but you know how many guys are afraid to go up to girls? And the reason why they're afraid to go up to girls is because they're afraid that they're going to get rejected. They're afraid of failure. The problem is that they're never going to get a girlfriend if they're afraid to go talk to girls. It's like, so in order for you to succeed, you've got to be willing to fail. And that's why people don't do this part in the interview. And it does, it shows me some courage. I'm willing to, hey, I want this. I'm willing to make a big bet on myself here. And I like people that make a bet on themselves. Because guess what? Now they got to prove it. You got to show them desire that this is the job that I want. This is the company that I want to work for. You're the person I want to work with and for. And I want this job. There's nobody else that wants this job. I am going to do X, Y, and Z for you. This is the number one way to end an interview. You're getting to the end of the interview. The person says, okay, do you have any more questions? You say no. And the person says, okay. Well, this is what we're going to do, blah, blah. And you're going to say, well, before we do that, I just want to tell you something really quick. And you say, look, before we get into the next steps and all that, I just want to let you know that, like, after meeting with you today, after doing a ton of research on the company, looking into the industry, I have no doubt that you are the company that I want to work for. You're the person I want to work for. I really enjoyed our conversation today. Like, I really want this job. And I believe that if you hire me, it won't be a mistake. I believe that if you hire me, you know, I'm going to be the best employee you've ever had. I'm going to work harder than anybody. I'm going to perform at a really high level. I'm going to be super coachable. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And all I'm looking for is that you give me a shot to prove that to you. I know you got decisions to make, and I know you got to decide, and you got other candidates. I'm just asking you for a shot and a chance to prove all these things that I told you today to you. That's all I'm looking for. You end it like that, you right there are going to separate yourself from 99.99% of people that are interviewing for that job. In fact, you'll probably be the only one that'll actually say that. And I'm not guaranteeing you're going to get that job because there's a lot of other factors that are going to be involved, but you just gave yourself a much better chance. Stick your neck out of line. Have some freaking courage. Have some belief in yourself. And put yourself out there. See, one of the best hires I've ever had, she really did this in an interview. Like, and she told me later on that she was shaking, super nervous at the interview, but she was so confident. When I questioned her, she said, no, absolutely not. I will have no problem with that. That's not going to be an issue. I'm going to come in here. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to crush it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I was like, dang, I like this. I like this a lot. I like this a lot. I love this attitude. It shows a great attitude as well. It shows a great attitude. I love that attitude. It shows an attitude of gratefulness, not entitlement. Not like, oh, I'm entitled to this job now because I have a great resume. No, you're sticking your neck out on the line and you're earning the freaking job through what you're doing. So that's how you can get hired for any job. You execute on those five things. You execute on those five things, I'm telling you what. You will find a great job. You will perform extremely well. You can get hired in any job with those five things. I can guarantee you that. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy Opportunity Day. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. If you found it valuable, send this to a friend. Send this to a friend that is looking to get hired for a job right now, is out job hunting. Send this to a friend that is just getting out of college. Send this to a friend that's starting to restart their life. Because I guarantee you, if they actually listen to this and they actually apply it, it would make a massive impact in their life. Remember that yesterday is gone, tomorrow doesn't exist, today is all you have. Spend 0% of your time, attention, and focus on the past because it's gone and you can't do anything about it. Spend 1% on the future because you do need to have dreams and goals. But then spend 99% of your time, attention, focus on the present moment, because it's what you do in the present moment that will help you achieve those dreams and goals that you want in your future.